the chair of the Republican State Party in New Hampshire. That big date being announced this afternoon, Secretary of State for the first in the nation presidential primary, but also concerns about what may be happening on the campus of UNH, University of New Hampshire. Chris Ager joining us this morning out of the gate. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack.
I should say, Mr. Chairman. Hey, real quickly, before we get to UNH, that's really what you wanted to comment on, and I wanted to get your thoughts because it looks like there's some anti-Semitism mounting there in Durham, and that's regrettable. Real quickly, what do you expect today from the Secretary of State?
So I fully expect that he'll announce the date as January 23rd,
yep.
Which is 8 days after Iowa and a week. He's got to be at least a week ahead of South Carolina, and yeah. That date fits in nicely. And, you know, we've tentatively planned on that date. Also at the RNC, there's still the possibility of a debate in New Hampshire. And what I've told the RNC is plan on the 23rd. So there could be a debate after the Iowa caucus on the 15th and prior to the 23rd. So sometime that during that week, we're hoping to have a debate. It brings a lot of interest, money, excitement into the state, and so we'd love to have a debate here as well. So fingers crossed, and hopefully it's January 23rd.
All right, Chris, your concerns on University of New Hampshire.
Well, I was contacted by some students there, and they said, you know, it's actually, we feel worse than even what the media portrayals are. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they sent a photo of a swastika that was hand-drawn in on the wall that was immediately cleaned off, so give credit to the university for that. But some of the students feel threatened and unsafe. And so they said, hey, can you help do anything? And so we've been reaching out to the university leadership to say, you know, free speech is great. You know, we love having a dialogue on policies and politics, but there is no dialogue with people who are saying they want to exterminate a class of people. There is no dialogue.
No.
You draw the line and you say, no, that's not something that we're willing to debate. That is non-debatable. You cannot have an organization
And I'm going to take it a step further, especially if you're talking about the Jewish people, what they've endured in history. It's off the table. It's not even free speech. It's actually a form of terrorism.
Yeah, and I think the president Dean's comments were very disappointing, where he pretty much put his hands up and said, well, I guess, you know, we're just going to let people have free speech. But this group ANSWER and other pro-Hamas groups off campus are promoting this. So you may have a few students, and we understand students sometimes like to express their views, and they may not totally understand what the impact is.
I think you're being kind. They have no idea. They have no idea what history is.
Yeah.
Chris Ager, chairman of the Republican.
Sure.
A week or so ago, I've talked about my show. There were two young, I think, sophomore female college students in New York City. It wasn't Columbia, but one of the schools. And a reporter just asked them, because they were protesting against Israel, and just asked them what their thoughts were. Well, Israel's killing babies and children in Gaza, Palestinians, and Israel's the oppressor. Israel's the colonizer. All these terms that they don't even know what mean.
Oh.
Their professors have told them. And then the reporter just simply said, do you know what happened on Saturday, October 7th in Israel? Do you know what happened? And they said no. And so the reporter just shared what happened, how many Israelis, babies, women, children were slaughtered, butchered in schools, in their beds. And they said, oh, our professor just said Israel is randomly just attacking Palestinians in Gaza.
No.
And that's what's going on. It's just like they don't even know what they're talking about. And it is hate speech. It's not even free speech.
No, it's you know, there is a line that you have to draw. And when you talk about people whose grandparents may have survived the Holocaust and they were able to move to America out of Europe, those are some of the people that we're talking to. And you just cannot tolerate people who say it's okay to talk about exterminating a class of people.
No.
It's non-tolerable, and we're recommending and we're encouraging people, and we sent out a call to action to contact the UNH president, James Dean, at his publicly published office phone number and office email, and to let them know that you're not happy that our public institution that we help support with taxpayer money, you know, as well as a lot of donors that contribute, that this is unacceptable behavior. And you can do things. In Dartmouth, I was out in Dartmouth 2 weeks ago. I was very impressed at the way that they were handling the situation. They had the Middle Eastern students, the Jewish students together. They talked about policy, history. And they had a couple of students did a sit-in, and they kind of removed them and said, you can't do that. But they haven't had the kind of protests. And the university administration was proactive, saying, hey, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it in a way that's factual, with respect and dignity. And I was treated very well there
Hear.
It was an extremely positive experience in Dartmouth, where you think, you know, maybe that's one-sided, but they were very, very good. And UNH, I'm extremely disappointed at the President Dean's comments. They're really – I encourage people to contact him and say, please do not allow this kind of awful speech to continue.
If it continues,
it's unacceptable.
I think if it continues, he'll get it right. He's been pretty good overall. But I'll tell you, UNH did score pretty well in the open free speech on campus. Harvard University was dead last, but – there is no free speech when you're talking about obliterating Israel. There is, given history, there's none. That's hate. That you can't. There's not even, you can't even start a discussion. You can talk about the sad reality of innocent people being killed in a war. But by the way, that hospital this morning, the biggest hospital in Gaza that people have been saying Israel's been attacking, Israeli forces are in there with international media, and they just rounded a bunch of terrorist guns in the underground system to the school next door. So, you know, Hamas terrorists were the ones using the hospital as a human shield with all those people, not Israel. But anyway, look, I agree with you. There's no gray area here. But thank you, Chris, and I look forward to the primary date being set first in the nation. Thank you, sir. And feel free to come tomorrow to our Veterans Town Hall at the Capitol Center for the Arts. We're going to have several of the presidential candidates on the show live tomorrow. Thank you.
No, that's great. Thank you, Jack.